anything that's happening. So it flips and you begin to sense that now you have to relate to silence. Now it's an inward journey. Knowing not to where, knowing not how. But one thing you know in those seconds is that now your companion is silence. But this mirrors the whole life, because ultimately, if you see rightly, you see that silence is always your companion. Silence is always where you're sitting. God is silence, and you are silence. And most of us associate silence with peace. That's not an accident. The only place you're ever really going is closer and closer to silence. Remember, silence doesn't mean an absence of anything. It means the absolute presence of everything. Why in all spiritual groups, all spiritual meetings like this, all formats with so-called spiritual teachers, why is it always a question and answer format? Because the questions have to be